Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julie Jepkes again. She's the children's librarian at the Atlantic Public Library. Tongue twister this morning for me. Julie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Julie, across the nation, I think, libraries are doing special programs for children, and you are no exception. You have plans that kind of blow your mind, and I want to talk about one that's coming right up this week.
We have a program on Wednesday, tomorrow, June 12th, from 1 o'clock until 2, and it's called Dig Up a Good Book, and we have Daniel Poe with Creations with a Twist, and he's going to be presenting a program here for kids and adults of all ages.
And that's a clever name, Creations with a Twist, because you could put all kinds of twists and spins on that. But he's going to use balloons, but I think he does it in a kind of a different way. It's not just the typical, okay, I'll make a dock sound with a balloon.
That's right. He calls it a totally twisted storytime stage show. And what the show, it's kind of a combination of balloon art and stories, and then he asks for volunteers, children from the audience, to come up and show us their acting abilities, I guess. And they'll dress up in balloon costumes and
just bring a little show, talking about life, I guess. Yeah. Well, and that's, to me, that's just fascinating how he has worked out to not only making the costumes, but to get the children involved. I think that takes some talent to get children up to, you know, just all of a sudden. This isn't parts they memorized, and he's going to direct them. Have you seen Daniel before?
No, I haven't. I've heard, I was speaking to someone that works at the Y, and they were at a football game somewhere, and he was performing, and they said he was awesome. Absolutely wonderful.
So you said we have to get him to the Atlantic Public Library.
Yes.
And that is happening.
He's had some good reviews anyway.
All right. And that's happening tomorrow, you said, at 1 o'clock. Now, we've talked about this is a children's program, but I think anybody can come.
Oh, yes. It's open to the public. We do ask that if kids 5 and under come, that they be accompanied by an adult or a teenager, at least, that babysits them. And even if you don't have any kids, you know, if your grandkids are live far away, but, you know, if you need something to do, come on down, because these programs are a lot of fun for all ages.
Good point about grandparents. They can connect with some other kids and kind of think about what their own grandchildren will be doing. And I'm thinking, just like you, sort of, if somebody maybe is looking for entertainment for a special event, this would be a good way to check it out.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, Daniel, we tried to get a hold of Daniel. That guy is a busy guy. He was doing, I think, two programs somewhere else today.
Well, yes, and I know tomorrow, I think he's, if I have this right, he's in, we try to, all of the libraries in at least the state of Iowa try to get these presenters in their area, and then a whole bunch of libraries, you know, hire him and everything. But I believe he's over in Anita tomorrow morning, then he's here at 1 o'clock, and then he goes to Clarinda after us. So he's pretty busy, I think.
Yes.
And he goes all over.
Sounds like a very creative person, both in terms of how he markets himself as well as the programs he does. Obviously, he's very popular, so he must be very good with the children.
And I do want to say that we wouldn't have been able to put this program on without the help of the Atlantic Rotary Club, because they donated money to the public library for our summer reading program, and this is part of what we use that money for.
Okay. And mentioning funding, you also, for the total program, I believe you get some from the Friends of the Library, who make money with the book sale, and that's successful because lots of people in the community donate books and come buy them.
That's right. Yes, they do. They donated a lot of money for our prizes that we give out during the summer. And then we have another program coming up in July that they donated for, and that's the Dome Theater. So we'll have to talk more about that later.
Yes, yes, because, again, you invite everyone. Now, the public library, you know, you're doing things for children, but if folks haven't been there, they really need to stop by. Libraries have changed along with a lot of other things in our life, but I think very positive changes in terms of making it available to many people. Julie, do you read books on whatever, Kindle, iPod, whatever, however those, obviously I don't do that. Do you get to do that?
Oh, you know what? I haven't been. I should. I need to do it. I'm not against it or anything like
right.
that. But I don't think they're going to make libraries go away like some people are saying. But
absolutely. There's nothing like holding that book in your hand.
Oh, I know. But we have quite a number of people that are bringing in their Kindles and Nooks and Kindle Fires and so forth. And because the library offers it's a program called Wilbur, and it's on our website. If you go to our website, you can look at it. But the thing is, you need a library card from your local library in order to download books from that site, and it's free.
Just yeah, like I was going to say, and that costs
like
a whole lot.
Library, it's free.
Yeah, and so. Makes books available. I think people who travel a lot like those, and you know, if they're not close to where they'd like to carry books with them, and so it really is a nice convenience and makes many books available. So and I think lots of libraries have that. It's not just Atlantic. Check out your local library, because we have wonderful libraries. I've been hearing good things, Julie, about some other dig up programs. Some of the libraries are doing various gardening kinds of things, and the Griswold Public Library just did one on building fairy gardens. The report back was the children had a great time. So even though you follow the same theme, you may not do exactly the same kinds of programs.
That's right. I mean, there's all different ways you can go digging, you know, dig into your library. Some people are focusing only on dinosaurs and talking about, you know, digging up dinosaur bones and that type of thing. So yeah, there's a lot of different avenues you can go. When you spoke about gardening, we are having a gardening program today for kindergarten through third graders, and that's from 1:30 to 3. And again, help from the community, we wrote a grant to get to the Master Gardeners, and we received some money for the Dave Williams grant, and we're going to be having the kids beautify the library around outside. So you'll have to drive by or stop down and look at what they do today.
And that's a wonderful experience for children while they do it, but the long term is, I think they help them take care of it when they go, I help plant that, you know, nobody else is going to mess that up. So it's a
right.
good
right.
ownership kind of thing also. So, okay, you mentioned the I'm going to call him the balloon guy, but he's way beyond the balloon guy. That's tomorrow. And then you have several other programs coming up. Again, we'll be talking about those because they're open to the public.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have a number of, I think next week we have, I don't even know. Yeah. I have to look the night before to see what I'm doing. we have the Drought Museum. That's from Waterloo. They do wonderful science experiments. He's amazing. We had him last year. We had probably 150 people here.
Wonderful.
Adults and kids, and he just does an awesome job. So
stay connected with your library, because there's always things going on. And let's remind folks again, tomorrow afternoon, what time?
At 1 o'clock.
1
at
o'clock
the library.
At the library to see these creations with a twist and get involved. And we want to thank you very much, Julie Jepkes, for visiting with us this morning. She's the children's librarian at the Atlantic Public Library.
Thanks, LaVon.
You bet. Till next time, here's a thought. It is difficult to bring people to goodness with lessons, but it is easy to do so by example.